Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
They say that a picture paints a thousand words, but when it comes to the Montana legislature, nothing sells like a good story. And that's what we're asking you for today. As we prepare for the start of the 2023 legislative session, we find ourselves in a mad scramble. There are bills to be drafted, testimonies to be written, research to be done, and stories to be found. That's because stories can be used to convey ideas and emotions much more effectively than simple facts and numbers. A case in point was our bill to protect women's sports. The goal of the bill was to stop biological males from competing against biological females in high school and college sports. We could have talked about the advantage that males have because of testosterone levels, muscle mass, and bone mass, but instead, we told the story of a biological male running as a female in the Big Sky Conference Track and Field Championships. In a race that should have been won by tenths of a second, the male runner easily beat his closest female competitor by at least 30 yards. And the females in the race said that it appeared he was holding back so as not to win by an even larger margin. It was this compelling story that provided all of the facts and emotion necessary to pass the bill. Now, it's time for round two, and we need even more stories. That's where you come in. If you or someone you know has been forced as a female to compete against a biological male, will you please give us a call? We're looking for examples of girls losing to boys, especially at the college level. We're also looking for examples of girls being denied a place on a team because that place was given to a boy, or losing out on a sports scholarship because it went to a boy instead. We know these stories are out there, and we need as many as we can get. As always, we'll provide complete discretion. No one needs to know your name. One girl at Southern Utah State University talked about the utter despondency of all the girls on their team because a biological male showed up at a major competition. And yes, he did end up winning the championship. If you have a story, please call our office today and help us save women's sports. As John Lewis once said, if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? Our phone number is 406-628-1141. That's 628-1141. On another note, we're in the middle of our year-end fundraising campaign. If you would like to keep us on the air, in the legislature, and in the courts, please consider making your tax-deductible donation today. You can make a gift quickly and easily on our website at montanafamily.org. And finally, you can support us and display our nation's motto by purchasing the In God We Trust license plate next time you renew your plates. Remember to ask for the In God We Trust license plate at your local county motor vehicle department. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.